You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater on the West Coast, coming to you from right here in Hollywood. I'm Will Armstrong, a theater veteran, along with Lara Scott, on-air host and theater enthusiast.
Hello, Will, or maybe I should say bonjour. Anybody have a baguette? But yes, since today we are transporting ourselves to France to talk about An American in Paris, which we just saw last week at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood.
Yes, that's right. Bonjour, Lara. We also want to say hi to Lori Wells, who is in American in Paris, and will join us in a few minutes to talk about the show and give us her behind-the-scenes scoop.
Ooh, we're going to get the dirt. Now I can't wait to hear this. But, Will, I know that you and Lori go way back, and I can't wait to hear some of these tales from working on a cruise ship together back in the day. I'm guessing that what happens on a cruise ship might not stay on a cruise ship.
We have quite a few stories, but I can't wait to tell you about some of them. I don't know what she'll let me tell you and what she won't, but we definitely had an adventure when we were on the cruise ship, and let's talk about An American in Paris.
Let's. Okay. It's inspired by the Oscar-winning film starring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, and tells the story, the romantic story, of American soldier Jerry, played by Garen Scribner. Lori, am I saying his name right? Sorry, Garen Scribner.
Okay, cool.
And mysterious French girl Lise, played by Sarah Esty, who both want a new start after the devastation of World War II in Paris. And it's all set to the incredible music and lyrics of George and Ira Gershwin. Rhapsody in Blue is just kind of, it like weaves throughout the whole thing. So a lot of it, I mean, thanks to the movie and the songs from the Great American Songbook. When I was watching, it felt really familiar and comfortable, but also super fresh and exciting. It was so cool.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, Lara, the show, for me, it was magical.
Mm-hmm. We were both crying.
Yeah. It was really an emotional experience the entire mm-hmm. time, like from the set design to the costumes to the truly amazing cast. It was just incredible. I can't say enough about it. I was really blown away. And there was so much heart to the production. I mean, there are triple threats in this world and stuff, but these guys they're something else. I mean, the singing and their dancing was so on point, and the ballet, also on point.
Oh, I like what you did there. Yeah, I was admiring the dancers' calves. Like, they had the best calves. And like I was saying, we were crying in our seats because we were so moved. And also, speaking of the cast, I felt like Paris was a character in the show. Just the beauty and the joie de vivre that I think every French person I've ever met seems to have. It was all so well represented.
Okay, so without giving too much away, what about that stunning opening scene? I mean, the whole story in itself, it was just...
Yeah, there were so many moving pieces with people like moving set pieces around. I'm like, how do they not dance into that? How do you know when to turn left so you don't walk into something? And it covered a lot of ground, too, even before the show really got going. Like, that was almost a little mini series in itself. And Will, I know that you loved Henri, the character played by Nick Spangler, who was so funny and charming. And I loved how he was always trying to get his English phrases right. And he'd be like, I'll be there in a punch. Pinch. Yeah, and he was always messing it up.
Absolutely. As a former song and dance man myself, I really connected with the role of Henri, and I couldn't help thinking about how important and timely the whole message of the whole show was. Mm-hmm. I mean, the seriousness and the tragedy of the shadow of war, it gave so much depth. A lesson I think that's still even important to remember today.
Yeah, I think it takes it beyond just a really beautiful romantic musical when you have that kind of hanging over the whole thing. And then the music. Well, it was funny, you were singing, can you sing Swonderful for me right now?
Swonderful.
Oh, they can't take that away from me. I got Rhythm, the man I love, but not for me. I think that's my favorite Gershwin song.
Absolutely.
I wish that George Gershwin had lived long enough to see all of this and just how much his genius, I'm using that word, genius really is appreciated.
I think it's safe to say that we both love the show.
You think?
Yeah. And we'll sit down right with Lori Wells right after this, but first I want to talk to you about the Feastie app.
Okay, so this is the app that you were telling me about that would change my life and make it easier and let me plan my kids' birthday parties from my phone.
Yes, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Feastie is a new, easy-to-use invitation system that allows you to host, to plan parties or events, and it even gives you an option to raise money for a cause.
That is so great. And with Feastie, you can send invitations for your event, your Feastie, by recording a video or sending a picture directly to your contact list. And like you said, Will, there's even an option of raising money for a charity or personal cause, which I love because every year with my son who's 7, we say, no birthday presents, please. We're not trying to be cute. No presents. You know, give money to charity. And this is a nice way of giving folks an option to do that and not bring us a present.
Absolutely. And it's so easy. Guests don't even need the app to view the invitation. Anyone can receive them just by a text or an email.
And the best part, Feastie is free. It's a free app and available now on the iTunes App Store. And we are going to post a link on our West of Broadway Facebook page. So, oh wait, check it out. I just planned a theater get together for the Bodyguard at the Pantages while we were talking. Done. Boom.
Excellent. Well, I am smiling ear to ear because one of my favorite people in the entire world is in the studio to share her experiences with an American in Paris national tour. It is my pleasure to introduce the incomparable and radiant Lori Wells. Lori plays several characters in the musical. My personal favorite is the ballet Madame Olga, but as a member of the ensemble, she stays incredibly busy throughout the entire production. Larry, you'll love this. Lori starred in the Broadway production and the national tour of Mamma Mia, where
love
she
it.
Played Donna, the Meryl Streep role that was famous in the film. She has also performed in the Broadway musical Swing, where she was amazing. Off-Broadway and regionally, Lori has performed in Trip of Love, Our Sinatra, City of Angels, one of my personal favorites, 42nd Street, The Full Monty, and Ragtime.
What?
Yeah, and Lara, here's another cool part. Lori is on tour with her husband, Don Noble. Don plays Monsieur Borel. Am I saying that right?
Monsieur Borel.
Monsieur Borel.
What Lori said.
And
yes.
Other characters in the ensemble. Also, he was in the amazing musical Once and End of the Rainbow, but now Lori and Don are hightailing it around the country in this amazing musical.
Welcome, Lori.
Yay, Lori.
I'm so happy to be here. We love LA.
We're so happy to have you. So many questions, but I'm so curious to hear. Okay, so you and your husband are in this musical together. You're on the road together. How did you guys meet in this crazy theater world that you live in?
Yeah, we met on the touring production of Mamma Mia in 2003. He was playing the leading man, Sam Carmichael, and I was understudying Donna, the mother. And we went on together, and magic happened. And basically, I ended up taking over the role. He left doing other things. He's Canadian, ended up moving here. We got married, happily ever after. And he auditioned for An American in Paris, booked it. I was doing a show off Broadway. I said, listen, I'm going to audition, see if I can get a job on the show. I did. I booked it. And now we are driving the tour together across the country. And we get to be in the show every night together.
That is amazing.
And I actually understudy Madame Borel, who is his wife. So we actually go on together quite often as husband and wife in the show.
Wow, it's like they're really married. Yes. You know, people probably think that.
Yeah. I feel like it's a dream for two working performers to be cast into the same show. You've been married for 10 years. What's it like to not be in the same show and be pulled in two
different directions? Well, since Mamma Mia, we have never worked together.
Wow.
So it's been that long. Till this show, this is the second time we've worked together.
Amazing.
And we've been married for 10 years and known each other for 13.
Wow. Is that the secret, not being in the same city at the same time?
You know, it does keep it fresh.
Keep it good. Yeah.
And we're traveling a lot and working constantly. So we are not together very much. And this is such a treat.
I had the pleasure of meeting him just recently after we saw American in Paris. I can't believe it was my first time meeting him. Yeah. I don't know how you can be away from that man. He's incredible.
He's a dream.
Is there any kind of competition? I mean, with two very talented actors, or
Absolutely
is it just cheering each
not.
Other on?
There might be for other people. With us, we just love what we do, and we love working, and we love telling stories. So there's just only joy, and what's next,
and
let's
he's Canadian,
share it.
So he's
Canadians.
He's
yeah.
super nice.
He's like laid back. He's
very generous. Yeah, they don't. The jealousy thing doesn't come into play.
You know, I'm always curious about this. Like, do you guys sit around at home and sing when you're having dinner? You know, or is
we don't
what's it
sing,
like at
but
home?
We talk about theater all the time, and we talk about telling like this story that we're telling. We talk about stories and why we want to tell them, and why we do this, and that we can't do anything else, and that's what we talk about.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think somebody who maybe has a typical 9-to-5 job would have a hard time understanding the crazy hours and six days a week and, you know, just the constant go, go, go.
It's very uncertain. It's very, you never know what's going to happen. There's long stretches of time where you don't work and then suddenly you have, you know, 5 job offers at the same time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was going to leave my off-Broadway show that I was starring in to do this so we could go on tour together. Luckily, it closed in time. But I mean, you know, it's this type of thing. You never know how it's going to work and what's going to happen. And
yeah. Well, let's talk about this show because it is special. Like we were saying, there's something different about this one. It's like I kept using the word glorious because I just felt when I wasn't crying, my heart was soaring. Sometimes I was crying and it was soaring at the same time. But obviously, you're proud to be part of such a fantastic show. Let's talk about the cast because I feel like everybody got a chance to shine.
Everybody shines. I'm so moved by the show all the time. The cast is absolutely A+. They just hired the right people. Christopher Wheeldon, who's our director and choreographer, comes from a ballet background and is just a genius. He's just wonderful. And he just chose an A+ cast. We actually have two twins, which is really fascinating, playing they alternate as Lise, the star, the Paris
cute.
Ballerina.
Because I saw a girl in the ensemble. I was like, wow, she really looks like the main
so
girl.
So Sarah Esty comes in to the audition. She actually was the alternate on Broadway. So she did it on Broadway and was in Paris where they originated the show as well. So she booked the job for the tour, and then they said, is there anyone? God, we just need another person like you, because they can't always do eight shows. Really, because they can't always do eight shows a week, because it's the ballet is so strenuous in our show, and it's a, you know, 2:45. The show runs 2:45. So she said, wait, I have a sister. She's Miami City Ballet, Joffrey, you know, everything I've done. And she went in and booked it. So her sister, her identical twin sister, goes on alternating nights in the show.
That is so fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Anyone who's a twin should consider theater, I think, for that.
Yeah. Or magic, but yes.
I also love the idea that if she went out mid-show, her sister could go on.
And no one would ever know.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough to sit fourth row, and there was this... Okay, I should back up a little bit. We were talking about costumes before the show started, and then I explained how women in Broadway shows wear wigs.
Yeah.
And it just helps with the overall costuming.
Totally.
Because if you have long hair, you know if you have a bad hair day. This way, you have super talented wig artists that travel with the show. And
always
make sure
a good hair day.
Yeah.
So I saw the lead dancing on a table in the back with a different wig on, and I was just like, what the? That is so weird what she looks like. And then after the show was over, I saw them leave together, and my mind was officially...
Right, and they're like, they're best friends. We do Airbnb housing everywhere, and they share little Airbnb houses in all the different cities, and they're just, they love each other.
That's so cute. Maybe after hearing this, they'll get that idea. Like, look, I'm going to leave at intermission, and you just come on in.
Oh,
okay,
please.
I'm just gonna
when
go
you're
over
tired
here.
On a double show day, I love
who
it.
Who hasn't wanted to have a twin?
I would love it.
Just for that reason.
Yes.
Or to mess with guys.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, okay, so Lori, I have to ask you, I was like nudging Will, and I'm like, I feel like they're in love. Like, is there a little something with like the leads of the show?
They've been doing it from the beginning. So they originated it in Paris and then came to Broadway together. And they were the alternates on Broadway. So they have been dancing together for 3+ years now.
Wow.
Since it started
real bond.
Development.
Yeah.
So they're not a couple, but they are, I mean, they just... They know each other.
I believed it. Yeah,
I think
like
it speaks
great
to
actors.
The piece that you believe that and you saw that, and
they're both
just
beautiful humans too.
Oh,
so
good.
It makes Craig Lucas, who wrote the book, is incredible, and I think he just really got into the darkness of the piece and you know, we get into the character development more of these people and who they are and you know, the liberation of Paris and what it took to, you know, it's really special what he did with the book, I think, compared to the movie.
And for someone who doesn't know what the book is, can you explain that? Like, maybe someone's like, oh, I like theater, but what's she talking about, a book?
The book, like the storytelling,
book?
The dialogue, the lines that people say, and the development of the piece, not through music, but through story, through words. And he's a master. He's a genius. And I just think the storytelling here is so clear and so beautiful and so relevant, like you guys were saying, you know, that we need art and we need music to lift us out of darkness. And there are dark times, and it's dark times. And, you know, we all need that. This is definitely the musical, I think, to bring that to you.
Lori has been in the business for, like, when did you start?
So I always knew I wanted to sing, and my mom put me in voice lessons in Orange County. I had private voice lessons, and I would do chorus and stuff like that. But around 15, I kind of started working, and I actually left high school and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and got a job with Opryland USA, and got to sing at the Grand Ole Opry when I was like 17, and graduated high school there. I was by myself without my family.
It's like a reality show.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No.
And then cruise ships, and then New York, and so I've kind of always been driven and known what I've wanted, and also been super lucky to just continue to work. So it's been a gift.
We worked together on the Dream cruise ship. There's a company called Gina and Ryan Productions that casts. I feel like it's so amazing because it provides opportunities for working actors, singers, and dancers to travel the world and like have nothing to worry about, just your shows and not missing the boat. And that's it. And it's just an incredible opportunity for a cast of people that are all really talented to travel and have adventures. And I was lucky enough to be on a ship with Lori and go on some incredible, amazing
adventures. We were inseparable when we met. I mean, I just loved him instantly. So,
can I tell this story about your hair?
Yes, please.
Okay, he told me this story and he kind of hinted at it. And so I was like,
they're still going to kill him.
We're going to save it for the podcast. Yeah. Oh, so this is going to be good.
Lori was one of the singers on the ship, and I was a singer dancer. Mostly dancer.
Both.
So when you were Prince Charming.
We did, Gina and Ryan is famous for doing book shows and then two Las Vegas reviews.
So again, like a show with a story and dialogue as opposed to just a show with music and dance.
Exactly. So this particular book show was 42nd Street. And then the other two shows, one was like a Las Vegas review and one was a Broadway review. The Vegas review was like a salute to all things water.
Sea Lake Circus at Sea?
Yes. It was crazy.
I love that you remember that.
It was.
Yeah.
So
oh,
I sang Singing in the Rain and did a big tap number while it actually rained on stage.
Oh, he was one of the stars of the show. He's just trying to pretend like he wasn't.
Well, anyway, it was the 90s, and I have like mid to curly hair when it's longer, and I thought it would be a good idea to buy a box of Dark and Lovely and straighten my hair. And so I got on stage, and I was dancing and flipping my hair.
Glossy hair. And I had, yeah.
Looking back, it's embarrassing, but I thought I was amazing at the time. And so Lori was like, Will, I love that. I want to do that to my hair. I was like, great. So
do you have curly hair, Lori?
I have naturally very curly hair, and I just put some beautiful blonde highlights into my brown neutral hair.
And so I, without thinking or reading or anything, the next time we were at a store, I bought a box of Dark and Lovely and then put it in her hair and shampooed her hair and then proceeded to pull her hair
so
out
I got
of her-
out of the shower. And this, I'm like in a show where like hair is everything.
She's wearing
mall hair.
Ola Cassini dresses and like, yeah.
And so we go and we just start stringing up and pulling and stretching
like
and breaking
at the shower drain.
Oh, yeah, it was. And so I'm just like, my heart is breaking as I'm trying. I even just like shampooing her hair, it's just falling
out. It's just falling out in
it's
clumps.
Just, yeah. Just like, and so she had to cut it super short.
Pretty much a little longer than this.
Like, which is half in it right now.
Like, it was, yeah. It's
your highlights.
Yeah, and the back did say, do not use on color treated hair. And I had just color treated it like the day before.
A couple weeks later, her family came on the ship to cruise and see the show, and her father, who is not a small man, was just like, you're lucky I don't effing kill you. Like, it was hilarious. I was like, no. But we got along great, and it was wonderful. And luckily, she's stunning and beautiful no matter what.
Yes, so your hair looks fantastic. So, don't let Will near it. I'm going to keep you over here. Okay. Don't let him touch your hair. It's perfect.
I think there were a lot of standout moments on the ship, but then the other time was when Lori and I were working on the ship when it was chartered by 2,000 French-speaking tourists.
Yeah.
And so they gave us the week off because they didn't speak English. So they brought their own entertainment. So we had the week off and we thought, party, amazing. So we were down the crew bar one night. It was around midnight and it was in the center of the ship. And all of a sudden everything went dark.
Oh God!
And the ship stopped making sound. And then it listed to one side.
It's like Titanic.
And for two and a half days, we drifted.
No.
At sea.
Wait.
With a boat full of French people and no running water.
No flushing toilets.
No showers.
No
toilets.
Like, we couldn't cook the food. Like, I mean, they had barbecues where they could cook the food, and they did it immediately, and then they just served sandwiches around. Like, it was, the ship was dark. People were stuck in elevators.
No.
It was, the ship was tilted because we were listening to
help?
One side because we were. And for 2.5 days, we drifted from the St. Lawrence Waterway because we were leaving Montreal out the St. Lawrence Waterway into the Atlantic Ocean and towards Greenland.
Horror movie.
Yeah.
We
had cabins that were just designated pooping cabins, and then you left.
It was terrifying.
It brought us all so together.
Yeah. Yes.
But you do become a family on ships.
You're like, I forgive you for my hair.
Yeah.
I just want to live.
So one of the performers on our ship was Laureen Yarnell from Shields and Yarnell. Do you remember them? The Mimes?
Yes, the Mimes.
Yes. So she was in our show. She was amazing. So they tried to make us do a show. Even like, they were trying to come up with something.
Wait, the boat on its side.
Yeah,
hey, we should do a show right now.
We had no electricity, no lights, no music, no anything. And they were like, can you just get up on the stage and perform? And I was like, sure. And then we're going to be all sweaty and we can't shower or clean ourselves or anything. Like, no. So Laureen got up and did one of her famous, like the baby doll mime thing that she's like super famous for, where it's like someone from the audience go and try and pick her up and put her in a chair. And
the French love mimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? How did she get rescued?
We actually shipped ashore phone call. They fixed, because we lost the generator and the emergency generator. So the ship to shore, they talked somebody through fixing the emergency generator, and they got us back to Nova Scotia. Thank God.
Thank God you guys are okay.
I know.
That's terrifying. I guess if you can pull it off in that kind of scenario, like Broadway is no problem.
Exactly.
After
exactly.
that. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. Definitely a bonding experience. So
yeah. And performing on a moving ship, you know, I mean, another thing with the dancing and the
whatnot. Yeah.
So what advice do you have for someone who wants to sing on a ship after that? No, I'm kidding.
Do it when you're young because you have more patience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you get to travel. I mean, I did a ship Istanbul to Barcelona, 12 days cruise. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Got to see the world, meet all different cultures. I mean, it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. What would you tell someone? Because especially, I mean, we're recording this in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, people want to act. They love theater. They're very passionate about it. What is the thing? Because, you know, it's talent. It's luck. It's meeting the right people. What advice do you have for somebody that wants to be a working actress in theater?
My advice is just do it anywhere you can. I don't think that there's a perfect way to do it or any right path. You know, some people say, oh, if you don't go to college, oh, if you don't study the school. Oh, if you don't, you know, but for me, it's just do it. Community, it doesn't even matter, I guess, if you're getting paid, just do it. Community theater, start a theater company, join a chorus, like sing at church, express yourself anywhere you can. And that will give you confidence to continue to go further and do more of what you do. Because it's all about confidence.
Absolutely.
And it's all about doing so that then you go, great, I did that. Now I can do another thing. And it moves you forward. And that's all there is.
Yes.
That's
but it. I also think so many of us are so swept up in what's next and I want this and looking at, they forget to enjoy what they're doing. Whether you're singing in a community theater or in a church or what have you, find something to enjoy about that and love why that you're doing that.
And it's the same audience. This hit me like 3 years ago. I was doing a small production of Ragtime. I was on a stage. I was at the Hangar Theater in Ithaca, New York. There was like 200 people in the audience. I was barefoot. I was singing Back to Before. And I looked out and I was like, these are the same people. This is the same audience that saw me at the Winter Garden Theater, stars Donna Sheridan and Mamma Mia. This is the same audience. It's the same people. It doesn't matter where you perform. It doesn't matter how many people you're performing for. It's two people, 20, it doesn't matter, 10,000. It's the same people you're touching and moving and sharing the story and your gifts with. It's the same audience. Now you can just, you can do anything. All my younger friends are YouTubing everything. Every single time they sing anywhere, a concert, family, bar mitzvah, anything they do, they record and post it. And it's like now agents are like, oh, you know, do you have, how many YouTube videos do you have?
And right. How many Instagram followers?
Yeah.
It's so funny because I remember after watching La La Land, friends that live in other parts of the country were like, that's so unrealistic. I'm like, no, I know people that have done plays, you know, at random places and 14 people were there. And one of them was a booker for a show and they got a job off of that. You know, like she kind of gets seen by someone influential. So that's such great advice, Lori. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I have kind of a random question for you. What happens during intermission? Like all these, I'm like, what are they doing, but you know, we're on this emotional journey and you've just left us hanging
we're in our we get out of our costumes, we put on our robes, we usually eat, everybody's snacking, you know, the dancers are starving, so we're eating like a power bar or something, getting some water, go to the bathroom, and we come back up and do act two. That's it. It's very short for us.
Yeah,
you guys are having a cocktail, it flies by backstage.
I do know that, like, when I traveled with Wicked or when in 42nd Street, that's when we celebrate birthdays.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Like, there's cake.
There's usually a lot of cake backstage. There's always food. There's always, like, the dressers brought something. I mean, the community is so, like, gift. You go to a new city and they're bringing you, you know, my mom made cookies. My so-and-so made that. Yeah, it's like local treats. You know, here, we're in, you know.
Yes.
So it's a very generous kind of awesome backstage experience.
So sweet. And you just reminded me of something that Will said.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the audience. He goes, you know, people sometimes think, oh, I have to go to Broadway because that's going to be the best cast. He goes, well, they have one opening and they get reviewed and that's it. He goes, the touring cast, they get reviewed every time they go to a new city. It's a new crew. I'm like, you mean everybody doesn't travel with them? He was like, no, it might be a local orchestra, local dressers, local set people.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart when people say, you saw the tour or, oh, you saw the understudy? Because trust me, they're just as or more than.
And we're rehearsing all the time.
Yeah.
And like, it's so constant. And because we're getting reviewed every week and sometimes every 2 weeks whenever we're in a new city, the level of rehearsal and commitment, and it's unbelievable what goes into, especially, I mean, our show with the ballet. I mean, these kids, they're taking ballet classes almost every day of their lives. They're also then doing the shows. They're having we're rehearsing all day today, all day tomorrow. I got out of rehearsal.
Yay.
But I'm glad
everyone else is
in rehearsal.
Yeah. Like, I have a press engagement.
I'm sorry, I'm very busy. Very
doing a famous podcast on theater. Yes, it's just West of Broadway.
Episode one.
But it's the level of expertise is unbelievable. Everywhere. And Broadway also, you know, those shows open, people get replaced immediately. You know, they leave after 6 months, whatever. Same thing here, but the turnaround is constant in Broadway and tour. It's always the same. There's new people all the time, new people getting rehearsed, same level of talent, absolutely.
You know, Lara, something occurred to me during the show.
And what was that, Will?
Musicals are longer than movies, and you're in your seat for a while, and eventually you're going to get hungry.
Yeah, did you hear my stomach grumbling?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm bringing this up right now. But my favorite thing to snack is dark chocolate. It's delicious, and it's actually loaded with tons of nutritional value. But my favorite chocolate is What Do You Love Chocolate from Spruce 132 in Los Angeles.
I know What Do You Love Chocolate, and what do you know? I love it. I really do. So good.
I know you like to make sure that you and your family eat well. And What Do You Love chocolate is all natural, vegan, gluten-free, and dairy-free. I mean, it's the perfect snack for anyone.
And usually when someone hears all natural, vegan, gluten, and dairy-free, they're like, is it cardboard? What is it? No, this is so delicious. And the cacao is grown on their family farm in Ecuador. And then What Do You Love chocolate is made right here in Los Angeles and available on 3rd Street near the Grove or online at whatdoyoulovechocolate.com.
Right. It's a perfect snack anytime, whether it's the middle of the day or you're in your car or you're sitting third row center at the Pantages Theater.
And it's not noisy, right? When you unwrap it?
No. Nope.
Like, you know how people unwrap like the butterscotch candies or whatever? And it's like...
Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
All right. So when I did 42nd Street, my mom, I was in New York, and my mom in Massachusetts took a busload of people from my hometown to and rented out like the mezzanine during a matinee, and it was incredible. And the show started, and we do the opening number, and it's thunderous applause, and then the first scene starts, and that's when my mom decides to open a bag of butterscotch and start passing it down, like, Joan, you want some candy? Like, in the I was on stage just dying, but yeah. So.
I feel like that's my mom.
What Do You Love chocolate? It's nice and quiet. Yeah.
So it's nice and quiet, yes. And it's delicious. That's amazing. Well, thank you, Lori Wells, for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. And we need that chocolate intermission. We want that for backstage.
That will be our gift from Los Angeles. That's what they'll be eating backstage, is What Do You Love chocolate?
Yes, we'll see it's a picture perfect of that. For us. We need the energy. We need the gluten-freeness.
Exactly. Dark chocolate. Yeah, so
perfect.
You'll actually be getting younger every time you eat it.
It's perfect.
We're not making any claims, but I'm just saying, I've seen it in my own life.
I feel really good about it.
Yay. All right. So if you want to see An American in Paris for yourself, actually, even before we talk about that, let's talk about how we can find you, Lori.
Exactly.
How do we contact you? How do people follow you?
You can find me at loriwells.net.
And it's L-A-U-R-I-E.
Yeah. Yes. And we'll post links to that on the West of Broadway
Facebook
page.
And that'll have
page.
Upcoming things that I'm doing, etc. But we're on the road. My husband and I are staying in this show for a while.
That's so great.
Because we're in love.
Yes. I want everyone to go see you in love. And they're going to feel
beautiful.
So good. And best of luck on your American
Thank
adventure.
Thank you so much.
With
so
the
good
play.
To talk with you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so yeah. We'll put some links on our page.
Great. And if you'd like to see An American in Paris yourself, it will be at the Pantages until April 9th. And for those of you listening from around the country, be sure to check it out when it comes to your city. The next few cities are Las Vegas, Tempe, and Costa Mesa.
By the way, did you hear the Raiders Stadium is going in on like the southern end of the Strip? Like, traffic isn't bad enough on the Strip. It's going to be by Mandalay Bay. I guess, though, they're putting in like $1.7 billion. Yeah, but not till like 2020. It's only 2017 as we're doing this right now.
Right around the corner.
I know it really is, isn't it? So, yeah, to find out when An American in Paris will be near you, you can just go to anamericaninparisbroadway.com.
And if you'd like to keep up with Will and Lara, we can be found on Twitter at ArmstrongPR and Radio Lara.
Yes, or get info about this show and more on our West of Broadway Facebook page, which is at Will and Lara.
Thanks for listening. We hope you check out our next episode. And if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
Da, 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 da. I feel like we need music on the way out. What can we sing? Yeah.
Totally need Broadway.
Yay.
Yeah.
We need Broadway music. Cool. I'm picturing legs kicking right now.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.